Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited. My good friend Lorraine Cohen is here with us. I absolutely adore Lorraine. We always have wonderful, deep conversations, you know. And so today is no exception. There's a lot going on. And so Lorraine's going to be sharing, you know, information with us and processes so that we can use those to help us, you know, in a practical way in our day-to-day life with everything that's going on. And as we all know right now, the energies that are at play, you know, there's all sorts of eclipses happening this month and the 8-8 portal and so much more. So I'm sure a lot of you are being affected by it, and a lot of stuff might be coming up for you. So Lorraine's going to talk a little bit about that as well. So we're going to be talking about emotional and mental blocks that affect health and authentic living. And so I know a lot of that stuff may be coming up for you as well, right? So we're going to talk about that plus a lot more. We're going to be talking about forgiveness. We're going to be doing a forgiveness process and much, much more. So for those of you, I'm sure you all know Lorraine because, you know, Lorraine's been with us since the very beginning. So she's back with us again, and I'm so glad that she is an internationally recognized for soul power coaching, quantum energy healing, and intuitive readings. And she uses her highly attuned spiritual and healing gifts to support conscious women to dive deeply into self-love to transform past emotional wounds into wisdom, compassion, and power. She's a fierce advocate for her clients' transformation, and she guides them to restore their authentic power, inherent worth, and true nature to manifest their deepest, fulfilling dreams in alliance with their soul calling. And in 2015, Lorraine began transmitting an ancient, evolved version of quantum energy with the divine and the higher realms that supports the restoration and regeneration of your body's true state of health. Whether you are in physical pain, dealing with an illness or injury, want to energetically clear emotional, mental, energy blocks, or wish to accelerate your spiritual awakening. And she is an international best-selling co-author for two anthologies, Unwavering Strength, Volume 2, and Embraced by the Divine, The Emerging Woman's Gateway to Power, Passion, and Purpose. And she's an internationally published feature writer for Bella Mia magazine. And her warm and engaging presentation style makes her a sought-after public speaker, media guest, and workshop leader, engaging audiences worldwide. And you'll see that come through during the call, because one of the things that I love about Lorraine is she's so compassionate, and she has a, what's the word exactly, a high degree of integrity, I guess is the right phrase to use. But I absolutely adore her, and I know you do too, and will, if this is the first time that you are being exposed to Lorraine. So open up your hearts, open up your energy fields, open up your minds, and just be open to receiving the wisdom and the teachings and the processes that we're all going to experience during this call with Lorraine. So, Lorraine, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for that absolutely beautiful introduction. And I love hanging out with you as well. You and I have been probably doing about 9 of these, and I so appreciate the continual invitation you offer me to come back again and again so that you and I can get into these juicy conversations. So I love you too.
It's mutual. Yay, it's a love fest. and, you know, you're right. We always have these juicy conversations. There is no fluff here. It's all, you know, really authentic. It comes from an authentic space and practical day-to-day what you are experiencing, what we are experiencing. And, yeah. You know, so can you share with us a little bit, Lorraine, about, you know, we were talking before we went live about energetically what's happening right now in the space and what people are going through or what they're experiencing or what have you heard?
Well, you know, it's been very interesting. Some of the comments that are coming through, of course, there's a lot of information about this period that started on the 26th that's running through August 8th. And, you know, my background is not on astrology and really understanding the intricacies of what's happening energetically. But I can share some of what I'm hearing from other people and some of what I share that I had gotten from a friend of mine who is very visual in how she sees energies, and that might be of help to people who are going through some things right now. It's called the Lion's Gate, which is a very powerful period that extends through August 8th. And so during this time, what's happening is that, you know, there's been so much conversation, as we know, that we're up-leveling into five-dimensional consciousness. And for many people, we're actually straddling several levels at the same time, third dimension, fourth dimension, and fifth dimension. And as we're continuing to move into these higher states and the energies that are coming through right now, I feel are more intense than ever before. So it's kind of like we're in a period of de-ascension and ascension at the same time. Whatever is still being held in any level of density is kicking up, if you will, issues, health issues, money issues, stuff where there's blocks, emotional and mental challenges, relationship issues, every possible place that may be happening, including even people passing from this life into spirit, is being kicked up because there is a dismantling process happening. So anything that we're holding on to, consciously or unconsciously, is being revealed in very dynamic ways because we have to let go, because we have to clear these things. You know, if you think of trying to move forward with something with a big boulder in the way, until you move that boulder, you really can't move forward. So think about whatever we're holding at any level of density is like this ginormous boulder. And so the energies now are really in very strong cooperation to bring these to the forefront so that we can work through things. What's also happening is that many people are going into a tailspin because of the intensity of it. I can tell you for myself, and this is something that I shared with you before we got on the call, of all the times that I have gone through really deep periods of transformation, this for me is the roughest period that I have ever been through. And I think for many people who may be called to do some high-level work, I don't know how else to say that. I know that my presence here, that I am here to do some very, very big things, and some of you may feel the same. So what's coming up for me is really big stuff, and I feel that that's happening because I can't move forward in the next phase of my life until I clear some of this stuff, until I clear as much of it as I possibly can. And some of it is related to past life stuff. Some of it is current life. Some of it is wherever there is any kind of resistance, consciously or unconsciously. So if you're going through a difficult period or know somebody is going through a difficult period, what's most important is understanding that this must happen, that before anything that is destined to move us forward, we have to deal with this stuff. And all the activations in the world is not going to help us skip over or jump over anything that we need to feel, see, experience, and process, because it's part of the soul's journey. And for those of us who are here in service, we have to know how to navigate through these experiences so that we can help others. And if we're constantly looking to jump over things for the shortcut, how are we in any way going to be able to show up for the people who can't jump over things, who are not meant to jump over things, who need the value of that experience in order for their soul's growth and in order for their human's growth? So I just want to share something that a colleague sent me today that you might find interesting, and she said, There is so much shedding at so many frequencies at the moment. The image that shows itself to me as a manifestation of this process is of a human standing in a vortex, spinning energies like iron filings swirling. These are the manifestations of illusions held with each person. Each person's matrix image is an individual holographic vision, fears, money, stuff, environmental, emotional wounds, mental attachments, etc., are all breaking up and are taking the holder through deconstruction, possibly even physical death. So this will give you a little bit of an indication of what may be happening for you, for somebody that you know, or may be around the corner for you. So the processes that we have, the things that keep us connected to spirit, the breathing, the surrendering, being willing to look within at whatever is showing up and the message that it has for you, these are some of the things that we'll likely get into a little bit more. But if you're at this place, know that this is part of your path right now. It's coming up because this is part of your present, your preparation, part of your purpose for being here, and you must go through this process, and you will get the support that you need, and reach out as you need additional support, because we are all destined to move forward, and in order to do that, we have to clear these layers as they come up, because there's no such thing as done. It's a continual spiral. And every time we deal with a spiral, we are dealing with it from this higher version of who we are. So we're never, ever dealing with the same stuff in the same way, even though it may look like it's the same topic. And some things we may not completely clear in this lifetime, because it's not about how much we clear. It's about the journey. It's about the experience. It's about raising our consciousness. It's about learning our mastery. It's about creating our lives in the highest possible way, and not from a place of destination, but from a place of understanding that this is not a race. This is a journey that we're on, and we can experience it from a place of misery and struggle, or we can learn how to really tap into our own power in ways we never have before. So it's a long answer to your question, I know. You know, I never know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Yeah. No, it's a long answer, but it's quite complete. And it's what people need to hear, because it's so important to say again and again that, you know, at this time and at any time, really, you know, the work needs to be done. So yep. As much as, you know, we love activations, they feel great, but still, if stuff is coming up for you, then you need to do the inner work. You need to look at it. You need to do the forgiveness. You need to do the healing. You need to do whatever, you know, works for you to clear that once and for all, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it takes a little bit more time, you know, and you need some facilitation and support with that. Totally fine. I get a lot of support all the time myself, you know, for stuff that I'm going through. And I mean, and I was just telling you, Lorraine, before we went live, that even last night in my dream, I was asking for forgiveness, you know, from all these bunch of people for one thing that I did, which was getting divorced from my ex-husband. But some people were not happy about it. So it was like, I was going through this forgiveness process in my dream. So it's like, yep, I'm still working, even in my dream, you know.
Isn't that, and that is so beautiful. And one thing that I want to say about the activations is these are tools to complement our process. Mm-hmm. What's important to understand is that there is no one thing that will clear everything. And it's important to not be looking at whatever one is going through. And, you know, I mean, you and I have talked about this. I feel so strongly that there's still a pattern with a lot of people of, how can I get rid of this? What is the fastest way that I can release it? And when we approach things from that perspective, that's all about fear, it's all about anger, and it's all about judgment. That is one of the quickest way to set up resistance and hold on to things. So I always say to people, you have to let that perspective go. and look at it from a higher perspective or a different perspective of, this is coming up in my life because it is serving me. What is the best and most loving way I can approach this experience so that I can receive the value that is here for me? And in doing it from that place of love and compassion, we will move through things much, much quickly and get the gifts. But when we approach it from a place of battle and war, which is old masculine energy, which is not the divine feminine energy, which is not the way, all that will do is create more resistance, more suffering, more stress, and we will release nothing.
It's about, you know, seeing it, acknowledging it, you know, and finding the wisdom in it, and then, you know, it sometimes then it releases even more quickly and easily.
Yeah.
But it's important to acknowledge it and see it and know that that's a part of you and love that part, you know, and say,
yeah,
okay, and now I choose something else. Thank you.
We can use that as an opportunity to do some redirecting, and this may be something that I also touch on in our conversation. When we think about the idea of experiencing ourselves in the wholeness of what we are, anytime we look at any part of ourselves as being good or bad or less than, we hold ourselves in pieces and in separation. And we also hold ourselves in separation from our own divinity. So we have to really pay attention to the beliefs and the judgments and how we frame these things in our mind, so that we're really moving with the process rather than moving against us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be in the flow as much as you can instead of the resistance. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Well, you know, I was thinking we don't normally kind of jump in right away. We always do like a little centering. I don't know whether we should stop for a moment, do centering, or just go forward. So,
I think, you know, just go forward. We're doing great.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So because we're talking about, you know, these heavy-duty stuff, I wanted to just take it a little step further about talking about, you know, some of the long-held emotions like anger, guilt, and resentment, and how they actually make people sick, and what can we do with those? I know.
You know,
it's like heavy-duty.
They are heavy-duty, and they're definitely beliefs and emotions that I work very closely with, as you know, and as well as my own personal journey. And what is interesting is that Louise Hay, I always like to reference her, because when she was first diagnosed with cancer, I guess it was like 30 years ago, she was able to make the connection that three of the most common repressed emotions, beliefs held over time, create the breeding ground for chronic pain and illness and disease. And so three in particular that she mentioned four, but I tend to focus more on the three, and that is anger, resentment, and guilt. And what's interesting is that many times we can think that we've let something go, and we haven't. What we do is we actually end up stuffing it somewhere down inside, and life goes on, and we have other experiences, and things layer on top of those things. So we can lose disconnection from realizing that we're holding on to stuff. And this is something I think is really, really important to do as viable work right now with people, is I'm really encouraging them to look at the way some of the things are playing out in their life that can lend themselves to clues where they may be holding on to things that are manifesting difficulties in their life. Like, for example, you know, fear is another very powerful energy. And can fear make us sick, or can worrying make us sick? There's definitely a relationship between excessive worrying and the impact that it has on the immune system and the physical tension that it causes with people and the impact that it has on the heart and sleeplessness. And so when you look at the power of our thoughts and our emotions over time, without the ability to discharge them, without the ability sometimes to even work with them in a way that allows us to shift how we're experiencing some of the challenges, we can be creating internal pressure points within our body. And, you know, the body can just hold on to so much. After a while, whatever is not being released is going to be creating something inside. So what I see so often is that when, for example, physical symptoms come up with people, it's very common to look at only how do I handle it from a physical perspective, and they forget or are not open to or not willing to look at the potential metaphysical connection, the spiritual connection to the symptom, the emotions that could be at the genesis of how that even came into being, because we are physical beings, we are mental beings, we are emotional beings, we're spiritual beings. So if you only look at one aspect of yourself, you're cutting yourself off from three other aspects that are at play. So the energies, for example, around guilt and resentments and anger, just think about how powerful they are. You know, you walk into a room, let's say, where there's been a lot of tension, you can feel a prickling in the back of your neck, or you can just feel the intensity. It may translate as feeling very uncomfortable, feeling, you know, like you're in a space of negativity. Now, just imagine what that energy could be doing in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And what it's creating.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times this is work I see, just in conversations I hear with people, is they want to move through some of this very quickly, or they think they've already done the work. But your life is always going to show you where you're at. Your life is always going to reflect what's going on inside of you. So if there are things about your life that's not working, if you're dealing with health issues, if you're dealing with money issues, there is a connection you have to be willing to be open to and look more deeply at what is at the causal level that's at play that you may not realize or you may have some awareness of that you need to work with more deeply.
Yeah, and, you know, that's bringing up something for me, is that sometimes in order to really get to the root cause or root core of the issue of what is really going on, you know, we stay on the surface sometimes. Sometimes we just don't want to go that deep or, you know, touch that part because it was scary once, right? And so we think it's going to be the same. But it doesn't mean it's necessarily the same now, right, as it was perhaps before.
Well, you know, I always disclose a little something on our calls, and I'm feeling guided to do that. I have talked about on prior calls that I've been dealing with a four cancer diagnosis since 2012, and when I got the first diagnosis, and my first inkling was to look at forgiveness, because there is such a deep-rooted connection to disease with unforgiveness. Because when you think about anger and resentments, the antidote, and even guilt, the antidote to that is love and forgiveness. We always come back to that, because those energies stay in a state of unforgiveness. For me, I don't go to anger. My history has been to go straight to rage. And I'm a pretty powerful woman, so you can imagine the kind of energy I can tap into if I go to rage. Yeah. Pretty scary, pretty intense.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a lot of forgiveness work because I had tied it into a connection with my mother that felt very, very real, something that had transpired between my mother and I when I was in my late 20s that set the tone for actually a lot of the beautiful work that I do with clients now, as well as so much of the judgments and the anger and the guilt that I carried for a very, very long time that I knew about but didn't understand the level of release I needed to get to. So I've done a lot of work with that. I've also come to understand during this process that it's also part of my purpose in working with this as an experience for the very deep, powerful healing work that I do with people. So it's kind of like a twofer, if you will. You know, my own personal healing plus the contribution to part of my path as an energy healer. So I started working with a colleague about 2 months ago, and we were doing some deeper work because I had gotten to a place where I felt I'm missing something and I need to get some insights. And one night after I got off a call with my mastermind sisters, I experienced a level of pain that was off the charts, physical pain. Like, it was excruciating. I'd never experienced anything like that. And the image that came to my mind, because one of the things that I asked myself was, of course, what am I trying to tell myself through this experience? And I had an image of something that had transpired between my mother and I that I didn't think was very significant. And once I started working with it, I could feel the pain dissipate, because what was happening was the pain was about the resistance. You know, when we're moving through something and let's say there's pain associated with it, that's an indication that you've moved into resistance, that there's a part of you that has kicked in. For me, it was my inner warrior had kicked in and had gone into this battle position, probably from many prior lifetimes when I've needed that source of strength. Unfortunately, in that experience, that archetype energy within myself was creating agony for me. So I had to work with that part of myself to modify the way in which she was showing up. So there was a lot that was going on during that process. And then after that, there was a piece that came up that literally shook me. And it was an awareness of a judgment that I had held towards my mother. You know, you and I have talked about my mother died of leukemia when she was 66 years old. And so my health experience was also tied into her death in ways I didn't even understand. I tapped into a judgment that my 28-year-old, or I think I was in my early 30s when my mother died, and there were some words that I needed to say, and when I realized that I had been holding them, I was shocked because I didn't want to say them. They felt insensitive. They felt cold. They felt unkind, and yet they were screaming inside of me. And I felt this tremendous amount of shame that I even felt that way towards my mother, and I had to say them. And as I was saying them, Alara, I was sobbing, literally sobbing. And the release that came as a result of that, of honoring a voice that I didn't even know was there, that I had censored for a long time because I felt that I shouldn't think and feel the way that I did. So it was so powerful in continuing to highlight how important to create space to honor every voice, everything that needs to be said and felt, to give full breath to whatever it is that we feel, that we think, that we know, that needs an outlet, be, because if we don't create that space, which is one of the most loving things that we can do, and I know that wherever my mother is, that it helped her in my relationship with her for me to express, to dare to express what I didn't dare to own inside of myself because I didn't know that it was there. And the freedom and the lightness that I felt after that was magnificent.
That's powerful. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That's powerful.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, you know, because we're talking about forgiveness, did you want to do that forgiveness process now or, because we're talking about it?
Well, you know, I'm feeling a prompting right now. I'm wondering, I mean, we have literally just dived into a very intense conversation, which we have a tendency to do. I am wondering where this is landing with people right now. I'm wondering if there have been any questions that have come in on the webcast. So could we maybe take a moment and check that?
Sure. So for those of you who do have a question, you can submit a question on the Q&A, or you can raise your hand, hit star 2 to raise your hand, because, you know, what are you going through and what are you experiencing? And really what we're talking about here, is this resonating with you, you know? And is there something else that you require as a contribution to you, because, you know, that might help with what you're going through? Because, you know, like Lorraine had said at the beginning, so many people right now are going through a lot of stuff. So, you know, it would be interesting to see. So, Reen, hopefully I'm saying your name right, Reen.
Yes, I know Reen.
Okay, good. So she's saying, sending love through the spirit, something I needed to hear. Good.
Yes.
And then she's also asking, how can we break down the anger?
You know, one of the things that can be very helpful is to perhaps go into meditation, or Reen, since one of the things I know about Reen is that you use art as a beautiful way of communicating, why don't you use your art as a means of letting your anger express itself in a form and be open to a dialogue in terms of what it might need in order to support you more positively? You know, we can be very, very creative.
Yeah, for sure.
And also understanding that our anger is a cover for something else that is underneath. And oftentimes, people feel much more powerful in their anger than they do with whatever the anger is covering. So it's being willing to sometimes be open to a conversation with the anger, or to just embrace the anger, or just be present with the anger, and see by using your breath, where does it take you? If I am fully present with my anger, where does my anger want me to go? What might it be covering? And be open to see where you go. If you didn't focus on your anger, what then might come up instead?
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was younger, one of my first teachers, he happened to say to me an Indian phrase, and I'm going to paraphrase it into English, but it sounds better in Hindi than it does in English, but, you know, whatever. And he had said to me, the reason for sadness is anger, and the reason for anger is fear. And so sometimes fear, you know, we hear that word bandied around quite a bit, but fear sometimes means separation. You know, separation from who we really are, separation from spirit. And so, you know, part of that is that, you know. So
yeah.
I don't know if that helps anybody, but that just came to me right now to say.
Well, you know, when you look at the Course in Miracles, and I'm not versed in the Course in Miracles, but they reference that there are only two real emotions, and that is fear and love.
Mm-hmm.
And very often, this has been my experience, that when I go under the anger, I oftentimes feel that I tap into very deep grief.
Mm-hmm.
And before a person might get there, they may go to some feeling of helplessness or powerlessness or maybe some guilt or some other form of resistance. Mm-hmm. I continually find deep grief at the bottom, and the anger can be about not feeling loved or supported or abandoned or, you know, all the different ways in which we interpret our life experiences. And so anger is not a common defense when we don't feel that we have gotten the love that we need. And not only can it be directed outwardly, it can be directed inwardly because of some of the cultural conditioning and the messages that we've gotten about our own enoughness, our own sense of self-worth, that we can turn that blame towards ourselves and feel that if we have felt abandoned or not loved, it must be because there is something bad or wrong or defective within ourselves, which is one of the greatest lies that we live with in this world.
Actually, I totally missed that. Can you say that again? Because I totally, blanked out. So it's like, what?
One of the greatest lies that we live with in this world is that we are defective, we are not good enough,
mm-hmm.
that we are unlovable, that we are flawed in some way. And there are many messages that confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are broken in some way, we need to be fixed. And the reality is, in the place that I come from, when I'm standing strong in my spiritual knowing, is that each of us is a perfect reflection of the divine, and that within us is the spark of presence that lives in us, through us, as us, and all around us. And if that is true, how could the divine be defective,
mm-hmm.
or flawed? It isn't possible. And we can understand that conceptually. As human beings, we're making peace with that. We're coming back into alignment with that. That's also one of the things that is happening right now, is the breaking down of illusions that are showing us where we are, where our beliefs are skewed, and where we need to lift the veil and come back to the truth. And while that's happening, our egos are freaking out.
Yeah. And, you know, the reason why my mind went blank when you said it the first time is because I used to have that belief. I used to believe that lie about myself for the longest time, 40 some odd years, right? Forever.
Yeah.
As far back as I can remember. And so when you were talking, and I just, you know, like blank, like, what? What did she say? And it's because it was something that I needed to hear again, you know?
Yes. And it sounds as if it was a good confirmation for you to see that no longer has its power over you.
Yes.
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 So what I'm feeling is that before we get to that process, one of the things I want to be sure that we touch on is that how people can make agreements,
mm-hmm.
to stay sick with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or to make connections with other people.
Yeah.
So,
okay, so before we go there, I just wanted to, there's another question that was kind of related to the other question that Reen had asked.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so this is from Neera. Neera. And she says, I'm loving this conversation. I'm assuming it's a she.
Thank you, Neera.
Yeah. I'm also an artist, like the person who just asked a question. Please explain more how I can use my art to get rid of some stuff. I feel forgiveness and letting go is very important and essential, Can you tune into my energy and let me know if you see some speck energy?
Well, the first thing that I want to see, because I'm always listening to language,
mm-hmm.
is
yeah.
I just want to highlight again your phrase of how do I get rid of this?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to invite you, Mira, to completely rework that and look at this as how can I lovingly open my heart to embrace whatever is happening within myself, to allow it to become, I'm putting a lot of words, to just bring it into the light, okay? So what I'm sensing is that there is some fear. And, you know, you can just take this, obviously, for what it's worth. My sense is that you are wanting to move forward, and I welcome any of your feedback on this, that you're wanting to move forward in perhaps some new direction, and that there is a part of you that is feeling fear about being visible, about really standing, standing strong, taking a stand for yourself. And and that there may be a small self inside of you that is needing some assurance that things are going to be okay and that it's all right for you to not know how things are going to work out, that what's more important is for you to really own, almost as if to say, no matter what comes my way, I am here for the distance. And that even though you may have done some really great forgiveness work, just know that forgiveness is something that is ongoing, and I'm sensing that there is some further self-forgiveness that you may be harboring towards yourself, that you may or may not be aware of. And I am going to be offering a process with this. So I would love to hear where any of this may have landed with you.
Mm-hmm. I'll let you know. So if you can write back in, Mira, that would be great. Let us know how that resonated with you or how you're feeling with that.
And, you know, what was also coming up for me was just some energy around the lower back and the hip area.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I'm seeing in my mind's eye.
Okay.
So, any other comments or questions?
So we'll let we'll give Mira a moment to respond back.
Okay.
Reen was saying thank you. Somebody else had written in that it was so true what you were saying, so thank you. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my guidance is always laughing at me. You know, I'll get something and I'll sometimes question it and they will say to me, when are you going to stop questioning it? Because it comes so fast
mm-hmm.
that I sometimes think it can't be that easy for me to get an answer, although I've been getting answers like that for 30 years. I think there's just some part of me that still likes to play around and make sure. It's probably my integrity piece.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, I mean, you know, normally I get insights rapid fire, and sometimes you can tell because I start talking faster and louder. That's usually when I'm very plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you that before. My volume raises and I start talking really fast. And if you say to me, could you repeat that? No, I can't repeat that because it wasn't me.
Yeah, right.
I'm always plugged in. So anyway. So
all right. So hold on 1 second. Yeah, and she says, or somebody says, that's me, lower back and hip. Don't know who that is.
Okay.
And somebody else, D, wrote in and says, wow, this call is so powerful. I just had a birthday. Instead of wishing me love and happiness on my special day, she, whoever she is, chose to express how, her mother, chose to express how when she gave birth to me, she wondered where I came from. why I didn't look like the others. And if she didn't know she just had the baby, she would have wondered why they handed me to her as her child. It was at that moment that I understood that she has rejected me all my life since birth, has always sabotaged me and never supported me in anything, any way. My strong faith in God has helped me to come this far in life. However, any additional guidance on moving forward in my adult life after this major revelation to allow myself to live the life to the fullest and be the woman God created me to be would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Wow. And that,
yeah,
is a
wow.
That is a beautiful awareness. I don't have a quick answer for you. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I do in a healing session, where I work with people to shift that. So if that's something that might resonate with you, that's something I can definitely help you with. And it could be done in one session, I believe. It's not a quick answer. There are just some things that need to be experienced energetically for you to be that welcoming person to yourself. So I love doing that kind of work. So if that's something that you'd like to explore with me and have a conversation about with me, then please feel free to contact me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a powerful, powerful revelation.
Yeah, very, very powerful. Yeah. Beautiful.
And thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us, too. And so it is Debbie that has said that it's her lower back and hip. And, okay, thank you, Debbie. And Neera wrote back and she said, I absolutely agree with everything you said. I know that I'm ready to move forward, but there is a little fear that I feel. Thank
yes.
you. Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Debbie, Neera, one of the things that I'm just listening for a moment, could be helpful for you as a mantra would be, I am unstoppable. I am, to kind of look at this as a decree, I am ready and committed to move forward in my life no matter what. And you may end it with the words, thy will be done. Very powerful words, thy will be done. So I share that with you because that was a decree that I actually made recently, was, and I asked for it to be documented in the Akashic Records. And essentially what I said was this: I am here for the long haul, no matter what. I will not allow anything, including myself, to stand in the way of my purpose here, and I am totally devoted and committed to the divine. And so my decree was that I pledge my life to God, and I am open to all of the prosperity, the health, the joy, and the happiness that is mine in service to God. And then I called on Archangel Metatron and asked him to document that in my Akashic Records. And every day, the way that I have written it out, I repeat that decree. The other thing that I do, because this is a powerful statement for me, is when I feel myself in that space of shakiness, this is what I say over and over and over again. I am the power and the presence of God. Thy will be done. Very important to end it with, thy will be done. I am the power and the presence of God, thy will be done. And I say it over and over and over and over. For me, what that does is connects me with my higher self, my soul self, and the divine. If that's a phrase that you want to use for yourself and end it, again, I keep saying you have to end it with, thy will be done. There's a purpose for that. then say that over and over and over and over again as often as you need to. I mean, there are times when I am just feeling in not a strong space, and I might be saying that for 5 minutes straight. And throughout the day, it is a very powerful mantra. You may have a statement that you like better, and, of course, it's not about, you know, creating a statement that goes for miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's about saying it succinctly and then end it with, "Thy will be done." These are two of the things that I have been doing every single day.
So, of course, Lorraine, I'm going to ask you, why the importance of Thy will be done?
Because that is essentially is putting yourself in God's hands. It's really
mm-hmm.
turning over the resistance
mm-hmm.
and inviting that connection of trust. Thy will be done essentially means I am letting go of the need, if
mm-hmm.
you will. I am releasing my connection to my ego, to my humanity, and aligning myself with my divine self. So Thy will be done is essentially reiterating that statement of putting myself in God's hands and trust that everything that I'm experiencing in this life is working for me, that every solution, that every problem has a spiritual solution. And when you say Thy will be done, you're actually inviting that solution into your life without resistance. There's one other thing that was coming through. I've just lost it for a moment. So I want to see if I can tap into that. Okay, it doesn't seem to want to come back for a second, so I guess I've said exactly what
yeah.
I need to say with that. And there can be a strong sense of peace. It takes the responsibility off of ourselves to have to figure it out. And then it opens up that pathway that if I truly turn this over, which is, you know, there comes a point that we reach when we say, I don't know what else to do. And it's
mm-hmm.
not a place of helplessness. It's not a place of giving up and resignation. What it's saying is, I have done all that I can do with this, and I do not know what else to do. And now in that place, which might be a place of exhaustion because you've been fighting so long, I know how to do that,
mm-hmm.
Where you finally say, enough, there is nothing else I can think to do. So now I can turn this over and let God and let go. So Thy will be done is essentially letting God and letting go and then paying attention to this habit, perhaps, of trying to grab it back and allowing in that turning over to be open to whatever divine inspiration comes through in terms of action. And that is our part to play in order to move with the dance of the divine as we're being guided through any difficulty. And being okay in that space of not knowing and trusting that there are things that are happening behind the scenes, and also being open to recognize the many ways that we are being shown that we are loved and supported. I mean, I've been seeing angel numbers all over the place. It's one of the ways that I see it, or just the manifestation of things very quickly of, you know, maybe I need help in some area and something happens and shows up that responds to that need. So it's wonderful to be able to have a vision to credit and acknowledge the ways in which our prayers are being heard as we're going through some of these narrow places and we're dealing with some of these more uncomfortable emotions.
Mm-hmm. So I have a message here from Debbie, and she says, oh my, so good. Everything you said ministered to me. So God is so important to me. Thank you. Every day I give myself to God. And so sometimes, you know, when I was younger, in my younger days, I used to say, not my will, but let the highest will be done. To
yeah.
get myself out of the ego and also to get myself out of trying to control, you know,
yes.
everything, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And that is really the point, you know, is we're learning how to live in these higher states of consciousness. It's not about pushing or forcing or being in battle or war. All of that is very dense energies. I feel that we are really being taught in ways that we have never understood before how to truly be and live from that place of beingness and flow. And in order to do that, we have to have a lot of practice with it. And sometimes the forms that it takes is uncomfortable, scary, painful. I truly believe that our experiences take whatever form has the best chance of leading us through the breakthroughs that we need. And if we can remember that the level of intensity that we're experiencing, I feel, is a vibrational match for the magnificence waiting right around the corner. So it's always about going the distance, and sometimes it will show up in physical health because that could be an area of vulnerability. It can be a place of fear. My God, I hope I never come down with any kind of a health thing because that's really scary. Or it can come in the form of money because that's where your button is, or maybe they're both your buttons. It's going to come in whatever way is going to get your attention because you want so badly to step through these illusions into this greatness, into this life that you want, and these are the forms that they're going to take. What I also want to add is the universe is not setting this up for you. We are doing this ourselves. We are summoning these experiences to ourselves so that we can reclaim our mastery. The universe is not, you know, sitting there and thinking, how can I create an experience to turn this person upside their head? That's not how the universe works. So I think it's time to stop blaming the universe and blaming God for doing these terrible things to us, because that's, you know, no. We are doing this stuff, and the more we get on board with ourselves, the more we can start to circumvent creating any more drama than we need to, so that we can start living the life that we came here to live and receive the blessings from these experiences. Health issues is one of the ways we make connections with people. You know, that phrase of misery loves company, or you know, feeling a part of a group. You know, so-and-so is dealing with that. Me too. So it creates a sense of belonging. There are times when we also create an illness because it's a way that we hold ourselves back so that we stay connected with the family, so that we don't do better than our families, or we can even believe in genetics, that because something has transpired in our life that we are predestined to repeat that experience. And if you look at some of the information that Dr. Bruce Lipton puts out, who is known for his work with genetics and biology, he will tell you right off the bat that that's bull crap, that nobody is bound by their genes, that it is our attitudes, our beliefs, and our emotions that can turn anything around. So we are finding out how powerful we are. We're finding out our capacity for things. And we do that by having experiences so that we can find out the truth.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, not funny, but when my mother had breast cancer, and so, you know, she went to chemo and all that wonderful stuff, surgery and all that wonderful stuff. And then after she was done, my sisters, they were all in this fear-based mode. She goes, okay, so from now on, we have to get tested. We have to see if we have the genetic markers for this, and we have to do this. I was like, listen, no, I'm not buying into that. Just because, you know, mom had this happen to her does not mean that we're going to, too. Do not buy into it.
Right.
Be supportive. Be caring. Do what, you know, we need to do for her, but does not mean that you have to take that on as well. And so sometimes, you know, catching that early on and and letting people be aware that, no, you don't have to buy into that. No, this is not how it is, right? Shift that mentality and those beliefs, because, you know, she was like, for sure, I'm going to get it. But no, right? So, no, it's definitely not, it's not a done deal. It's not 100% that you'll get it. Not at all. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you.
Yeah, so important. You know, the self-fulfilling prophecies can be very, very powerful. And one of the things that I also bumped up against in my recent exploration with my inner warrior was when she kicked into action, unbeknownst to me, that she had come out with just swords blazing. It was from this place of, no way in hell I'm going to go out like my mother. And so I really had to work with modifying that part of myself to move that energy away from resistance and battle so that I could begin to tap into her power to move me towards health, to move me towards the next phase of my life purpose. And that was a very interesting process that I worked with. That's also part of some of the work that I do, to move her out of the shadow aspects and back into the light attributes. So sometimes some of that can be going on, some of our internal personal and tribal archetypes can be at play that we don't even realize what is happening, and we can get clues to that by just looking at the way in which we're reacting to things.
Yeah.
I mean, we are just a walking wealth of information when we know how to read it, you know?
Yeah, and so, you know, in order to do that, we have to be present, you know, present in our body, present with our thoughts, present with our emotions. What are we feeling? What are we thinking? What are we experiencing? What are we perceiving?
Yeah.
You know, instead of being on automatic pilot, right?
Exactly, and also being okay that sometimes you are not going to get any answers at all.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be okay with that.
Yeah, true.
You have to be okay with, I just need to be in this space of not knowing and be at peace with, I don't have any answers, and trust that the awareness will come. The more we try to push and force answers to come, the more resistance. And when we take that position, it's the ego taking the lead. And, you know, recently I remember Archangel Raphael said that I can come like a child stamping my feet and demanding answers. And they, you know, they don't give me any answers when I come like that. So it's important to come from a place of inquiry and curiosity rather than from a place of demanding. And when no insights may come, it may come at a later date. It may come when you least expect it. And it may not come because the answer is not ready to be revealed. And we need to be okay with that, because wherever we are at that time is where we need to be. And the answer will come most likely when we have worked with where we are, that will then open the space for whatever is next to come through. That's how things come sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can journal, you can work with artistic endeavors. Some people are great with that. You can go into meditation. A lot of times I get things when I'm standing in a shower. When I'm making dinner, I kind of feel as if, you know, Spirit is saying, she finally shut up, now we can tell her something. Of course, you know, sometimes it happens. It's really good stuff coming through, and then I start yelling at them. I don't have anything to write with. I'm in the shower. Do you not understand that? You know, some of the conversations get very interesting.
And that's true. It's because, you know, when you're in those types of states, you're not thinking all the time, right? And that's
right.
When they can finally tap in and say, you know, here's some information that you've been asking about, right? Or
right.
Wanting to know or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So it's about making that connection with them, asking questions, you know, building up that relationship and that rapport and then being open to receiving the messages and the insights and the downloads and information. So for that, you need to be present. You need to be quiet, right? You need to be, you know, not necessarily meditating 24 hours a day, but, you know, have some moments of silence so that the messages can come through, or they're always coming through, but that you can actually hear them.
Absolutely. And also part of it is understanding the quality of questions to ask. Sometimes the reason we don't get answers is because we're asking the wrong questions.
So, of course, I'm going to ask you, what do you mean by that?
Well, sometimes people will ask a why question. Why is this happening for me? And so there are so many answers to that. And so a better question might be, what do I most need to know right now that will help me blah, blah, blah? Or, you know, what is it that I am not understanding right now? What is it that I am missing in regards to this? What is one thing that I need to let go of? How might I be getting in the way without realizing it? So, again, it's the quality of the question. And one of the things that I always say to them is, you may think that I am understanding what you're telling me, and obviously if you see that I haven't made any changes, I'm not getting it. So you need to, what I want you to do is I want you to download the information into my human consciousness in blatant terms so that I can't possibly miss it. And if I still miss it, send me a messenger. That's what I tell them.
Yeah, no, that's good. Because, yeah, if we're not getting it, then, you know, they can do send it in some other way, right? So
exactly.
Yeah, and so continue asking for sure.
Blatant terms into my human consciousness. This is what I say. So those are very, very important terms. I'm essentially saying, talk to me like I'm 3 years old because I am not getting it. And you know, one of the things that's really funny is I love metaphors, and Spirit oftentimes talks in metaphors, and I don't like it when they do that. I want them to give me a straight answer.
Yeah, I want it to be clear in a way that I will understand 100%, you know?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I, you know, I know that we are going to do that forgiveness exercise, but this is probably a time that you want to stop for a moment.
Yeah, so I was just gonna, I was going to say that too. It's like, okay, can we take a moment just to talk about your special offer that we have for the listeners? So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Lorraine13. That's L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E 13. I'm just going to open up the page as well. And so this is a... The special offer that Lorraine has with us is a mix of some MP3s as well as
as well as you get a session with
Lorraine. Oh, yeah, there it is. As well as a 30-minute personal session with with Lorraine.
Yes.
There it is, yeah. I was like, where is that?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
All right, good. Do you want to talk about it with us and tell us what a little bit about the MP3s and mostly about the 30-minute session, I think, with, you know, people would be interested in finding out about what to expect or, you know, what that's like.
So when I thought about putting this together, especially in advance of us having this conversation, the first thing that I would say is if you're resonating with the things that I've talked about and feel like you want to have some specific breakthroughs, these are all energy activations that will help you to open your heart and do a lot of inner healing and a lot of clearing on a heart level so that you can reconnect more deeply with your essence and with your connection with the divine. I mean, you can just read these. I'm not going to go through these really because so many people are struggling with loving themselves, dealing with health situations. And one of the things that's absolutely true is that the most powerful healing comes from the connection with God. Of all the supplements and the medicines, this is something that Dr. Christiane Northrup says, the most powerful healer is divine love. And when we don't feel good enough, when we're not loving ourselves, we block that healing. And so included in this collection are opportunities for you to really open up your heart, to clear some of those blocks around that old, not good enough stuff, so that you can be in this deeper relationship with God and open up the flow of everything that you want in your life. These were all divinely guided by the divine. You'll feel, if you're sensitive to energy, you're going to feel God's presence in these energy healings as well as activations. Drenched in Love is absolutely one of my favorites. There's also a Money and Abundance activation. This is something that I created for myself, actually, and for select clients. It's not your typical activation, and it's very, very powerful. That will allow you to work with several different layers, as well as everything that I do is infused with this ancient, what I'm calling higher realms energy healing, because I don't know what else to call it, and they told me it doesn't have a name. It comes from the matrix of creation, and it's just, it's mind-blowing energy. So all the audios are infused with that. You're going to have breakthroughs and clearings and releases when you work with these audios. This happens every time when people work with them. So if you're ready to really do some deep clearing, they're going to happen for you when you work with these MP3s. So as far as adding the individual session, I love being able to connect with people personally. So you can use this session to talk with me about anything. I'm always tapping into intuitive guidance, so that's always a part of what comes through with any message that we talk about. So if you've got something going on with you and you have loved what you've heard me talk about and wish that you could talk with me a little further, here's your opportunity to get this experience with me in this collection, and I hope that you will do that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, and I've had sessions with Lorraine, and they are quite powerful. So just so you know, they can literally shift your energy, shift your life, shift your way of thinking into helping you to move forward. And sometimes, you know, it's about giving you a push. I don't know if it's a gentle push, but sometimes it's a little bit more than gentle, but it's the push that you need, right?
You know, I like to say that I don't bite, and yeah. I will tell you that there are times when sometimes we just need a little bit of a reality check. And it's not unusual that in sessions, some of the things that you yourself have been thinking about and feeling or possibly resisting, so you get an affirmation or some clarity about what might be next steps. What always comes through is what that person needs to hear at that time, and I trust that. So you know, I hope that you'll treat yourself to this special. I have reconfigured it, especially for this point in time, to highlight and really support the energies that people are going through right now. And I really encourage you to take advantage of it. There's also one other thing that I want to mention to you. This is, you know, if it's okay that I talk about the special gift that I am offering on top of this. I've never, ever done this before. And so I asked Shefali with the replay if she would repost the special gift that I'm offering, and that is a 20-minute session. It's a get well and stay well session with me where you can talk to me for 20 minutes. And I'll help you to find the number one blind spot that might be affecting your health or any area of your concern. And you get to take advantage of that by simply clicking on that link and signing up. And then I will send you a link to my online scheduler where you and I will have a session. Nothing's being sold in that. It's my gift to you. And then there's a second present that I have for you, which is an 8-minute laughter audio that will have you in stitches in a matter of seconds. It's a wonderful way to let go of things and also have some heart healing at the same time. So there's lots of opportunities to connect with me. I hope that you'll take advantage of the special offer because it will help you create some great breakthroughs. And by all means, take advantage of my special gift as well if you would like some one-on-one help with me.
Wonderful. Thank you. So right now, the special gift link is on the, is in the Happiness Kit. It's also on the live page at the bottom, and it'll be on the replay post after the call. So just so
thank you, Polly.
And I might even put it in the email, the replay email, just so that, you know.
Wonderful.
There.
Yeah. Because, like I said, I have never done that before. And I'm feeling guided to have some connections with people. And so definitely take advantage of this. This is not something that I offer regularly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you've ever offered something like that before.
No, I never have. Yeah.
No. Okay, so there you go. So the special offer, again, is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Lorraine13. So do take a look at that and see which see if it resonates with you. And there's a two ways to purchase, as far as I can tell. So,
yep. And, you know, one other distinction that I would make is that the Get Well and Stay Well is specific to a health issue. It's not the same as a coaching session. That is much more specific to you. In that special gift that I'm offering, I'll be asking you some specific questions, and that's what we would be focusing on. So if you're looking at both, that's a way to get almost an hour with me.
Yeah.
And you can actually piggyback the two of whatever comes up in the gift session and then work it into a personal session with me. So it can be very potent for you.
Perfect. Absolutely. Thank you.
You are welcome.
So do you want to do, what do you want to do now? The forgiveness process or something else?
I think we'll do the forgiveness process.
Perfect.
Any comments coming through? You know, I always like to check.
Yeah. So Dee had written in, and she said, thank you both for this call. The call was so full of insight, healing, and power. I know I was divinely guided to be on this call. Good.
Yes, you were.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Dee. Yeah, okay, perfect. So I'm sure people will write in some more now that we, you know. I'm sure they will.
Cool, okay. So one thing that I really want to say about forgiveness, and specifically this process that I am offering, is more about self-forgiveness, because the person that we tend to hold and harbor the greatest amount of resentment and upset with is ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of confusion about forgiveness, and it's not about condoning or saying that anything that transpired was absolutely okay. It's really about extending a gift of mercy and compassion and realizing that we are human, that we are showing up the very best that we can in our humanness based on our life experiences, where our level of consciousness is, what we've been taught to believe, and what's going on in our lives. It doesn't excuse the way in which we show up, but it allows us to take it out of a space of blame and judgment into a more compassionate space, so that we can understand that there is this human element that is in need of love, and we do things that are not always from our best because we're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So when we can approach it that way, then we can open up the door for some true healing and releases to happen. So this is something that I love to share. I've taught it in many programs. It's an exercise of self-forgiveness. I've actually been talking about this quite a bit. And even if you've heard some of these questions, because you're showing up differently for this call than another call, you may have a different response, because none of us at any given time is showing up as the same person moment to moment.
Mm-hmm.
So what I invite you to do is to think of a situation in your life that may be feeling difficult or painful or scary, something that you judge, you blame, you beat yourself up for, something that you're really having difficulty letting go of, or that doesn't feel in a state of peace. Whatever is causing you to feel some unhappiness or anger or some fear or some stress. And so a very common one that I always refer to as a topic of focus is choices we've made about money. It could be anything that you come up with. And if nothing comes to mind, I invite you to listen to the replay or buy the replay, and that way you can just use this same process for anything that you're dealing with that fits into this category, as many, many things do. And again, if nothing comes up as of this moment, it may come up at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you're focusing on, just take a few breaths and just gently close your eyes so that you can be fully present and feeling deeply into these questions with your heart. What if the decisions that you made that created the situation that may have been ones that you thought were divinely inspired or that confidently felt right for you was actually coming from a place of fear? And I use this because sometimes when we feel that we've been divinely guided and things don't work out, then it gives us permission to distrust our own intuition. So that's the purpose of this question. What if the decisions you made that created the situation that you felt was divinely inspired or confidently felt right for you was actually coming from your ego's fear? Could you forgive yourself? And just breathe into that. Just rest into that for a moment. Just notice any sensations, any thoughts. Just let yourself be open to the awareness that comes when you listen and feel into some of these questions. And here's the next question. I'm going to offer you three questions. What if the situation was designed for the sole purpose of waking you up and bringing you closer to God? What if you created the situation that was so brilliantly designed to break your mind and your heart open so that you could let down your guard because you were yearning to reunite with who you really are and you are yearning to reunite with God? And this situation was designed beautifully, perfectly, in a form that was right for you to help you achieve that. Could you forgive yourself? And just notice what comes up for you. And I'm going to ask you one more question. I actually have one or two other questions, but I'm just going to give you one more question. What if you created certain experiences like this situation so that you could be a guide for others who would be going through similar challenges? And because you had been there and done that, that you had walked the terrain without trying to skip over it, so that you could help others to navigate with courage and power, so that you could be a shining light to help others find their way through those experiences, through that darkness. If that were true, could you forgive yourself? And again, just noticing what comes up for you. And if you resonated with any of those questions, and you said yes, what would you be thinking and saying to yourself that might be more loving, gentle, and compassionate? And notice what comes up with that question for yourself. notice any words or sentences or perhaps some self-talk or body sensations or any shifts. Just be fully present. And as you just rest into that, I just want to remind, as we've talked about today, that love is always the path to health. Love is always the path to abundance and purpose and everything that we want in this life, because love is our true nature. Love is our connection to the divine, because God is love. And love is the answer and antidote to everything. We learn about loving through our relationships with ourselves and others, and it continually, through our life experiences, we're continually brought opportunities to forgive and open our hearts to deeper love and compassion. It's a reminder, as I said earlier, that our journey is both a downward spiral and an upward one. And it is the clearing of emotional pain that we rise into the next highest version of who we really are in vibrant health and abundance and joy. It's through these pathways that we create the next chapter and that we are helping to reshape humanity. I've recently felt guided to read the Ho'oponopono prayer again, which is an ancient Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. It's also something that can be directed to parts of your body for healing as a prayer. And if you're familiar with this, just rest into these words. This is also something that can be said very slowly over and over as a mantra. So the prayer is, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm going to read it one more time. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And as you rest into that, Alara knows that one of the things I love to do is to stream some of the healing energy that I work with to everyone on the call and embed it into the recording. So if you're open to it, all you need to do is receive. It is, as I mentioned, it is energy that comes from the higher realms, and it is conscious and alive, and it is energy that I use for doing some very deep healing with people. So I offer a minute or two with you, and if you're sensitive to energy, you will feel it. If you are not sensitive to energy and you're open to receive it, please trust and know that you have received it. So I'm going to be silent. I can feel it already streaming through my hands. I'll be silent until it stops streaming. And then I will come back. So I invite you now to take 3 deep breaths, and as you take that intake of breath, hold it just for a moment, and as you exhale, you might want to let some sound come out if it's wanting to. And I'm going to set the condition that the energy continue to stream to you for the next hour. And it will support you in the highest and best way, which is what it always does. How you doing, Alara?
I'm good, thank you. That was beautiful. Both the forgiveness process, the questions, the Ho'oponopono, which I love as well, and then the shaking. I'm so relaxed now. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, it's a nice way to bring the conversation to a close rather than, I think, to do it in the middle.
Yes. No, that was perfect. I loved it.
Yeah.
So how was it for all of you? I love the forgiveness process. It's totally different than what I have experienced before. So I love those questions, and they brought up some interesting stuff for me. So
yeah,
enlightening.
Yeah.
You know,
thank you.
Enlightening.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because sometimes when we work with an exercise, and it can look as if, oh, I've done this before, you know, but what comes up is different because, as I said, we're not the same person, and where we've been in our own journey, it brings up some different things. So there are questions that are worth revisiting, and forgiveness, as I said, is ongoing. It's such a important awareness that keeps us in a state of grace, you know, even at the end of a day, is to look and see where we may be holding on to something towards ourselves or towards somebody else so that we're not bringing that into our sleep. Now, with you, you did a good job with what you did. And there are definitely things that we can do before we go to bed so that we can not take some of the things that we've been carrying through the course of the day into our sleep state.
Yeah, and I wasn't even thinking about that, so I don't even know where that came from, you know. So it's interesting.
Perfect.
Yeah, and so Debbie is saying she's feeling such peace and joy now after this process, so and the streaming. So thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, that was lovely. Lovely. Good. Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much, Maureen. This was such a powerful call, so relevant, I think, for what people are going through right now. And it's something that, you know, you were able to say in such a compassionate way, you know, so that people know how important it is to do the inner work, you know, to do the work. And it doesn't necessarily have to be hard, you know, but it's
right.
Necessary to do. And in order to get through this shift or, you know, everything that's going on right now, it's easier to get through it if we do some of the work, right?
It's definitely easier, and it's going to be ongoing where we're going to hit different places where we're going to need to go a little bit deeper within ourselves and looking at the resources that will support us in doing it. The more that we can rest into these experiences and we can let go of the resistance, the more we will move through it with ease and grace. Even, believe it or not, some of these very difficult experiences can be very joyful and very lighthearted and full of love. It doesn't always have to be painful. It becomes more painful because we fight.
Yeah, because we're in resistance to it, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. And then the forgiveness process. I highly recommend that you listen to the recording again and, you know, do that process again with whatever comes up in that moment, you know?
Exactly. So, you maybe do some journaling or do some artwork, or, you know, it may be calling you to do some inner child work. I mean, that's beautiful work. I've been doing that work since 1987. So there isn't any one way to you know, work through our own healing processes. Sometimes there are a couple of components that are all interrelated. So the key is to be staying in curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you and I have talked about there's times when you need to go and get help. Sometimes people are very comfortable thinking, I just want to do it by myself. But the one thought that I would also leave you with is that a lot of times we carry wounds and hurts because we didn't have anybody around who could help us to process and to release it. So being able to work with somebody who can hold that space and witness your liberation, your freedom, and your healing from that, and help to facilitate so that you don't have to wear two hats at the same time, can actually help you to go deeper into some of the places you might not be able to get to yourself, because we can get on our way better than anyone.
That's true. Absolutely.
So it's really about knowing when to get help and to give yourself permission to do that.
Yeah, and that's an honoring of you when you actually reach out, you know. So that's you loving you, saying, okay, I love myself enough to get some support so that I can, you know, heal this, get through this, whatever words you want to use, you know.
Exactly. And it's also an opportunity to let other people love you back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're the type of person who is always out there loving everybody, you know, just think of what a circle is. A circle is the giving and receiving. If you're not able to receive, then you're not going to be a great giver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always a little nugget at the end when you and I are talking, right?
It's always never ending. It can go on and on and on. Because then I can come up with something, and then you'll come up with something. It's like, yeah. So thank you. Thank you, Lorraine. And thank you, everybody who submitted the questions and the feedback, and thank you for being on the call with us and sharing the space, because I know, you know, this is something that is really relevant right now, and it might be feeling a little bit heavy, but, you know, there was some important information, important wisdom and teachings through this call, and that forgiveness process was, wow, amazing. So I'm glad you all are here with us and took part in that process and shared this wonderful sacred space with us. So thank you so much. And and just enjoy the energies that are still streaming to you for the next hour. Just bathe in them, just bask in them, just receive, okay? Be open to receiving. So
exactly.
Thank you again, Lorraine.
Oh, Alara, thank you so much for creating this space, and as always, making me feel so welcome. And I have just loved watching you blossom and really standing in your own power. You have come a long way, my friend.
Thank you. Yep, doing the inner work, just saying.
Yes, you are. And, you know, just finally, thank all of you for loving yourself enough and for giving yourself a gift of showing up for these types of calls and being willing to be open and vulnerable for yourself. That is truly an act of love, and I thank you for that, because every step that we take, we take together. So I am so blessed to be invited on your journey and for you to invite me on. How'd I say that? You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Getting a little confused. Invite me on your journey and for you to be on mine. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm good.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being on our journeys and allowing us to be on yours. So thank you.
Thank you for clarifying, because I'm losing it. I'm losing my words now.
Yeah, it's okay. It's all good. All right, everyone. Thank you. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now. Have a great day or evening. Okay, bye for now.